You're listening to SBS News. As an arid continent, Australia has always been prone to bushfires. But the fires on Black Saturday were particularly severe, with more than 170 people losing their lives. It was a natural disaster that triggered a royal commission that's led to Australia-wide changes to the way emergency services respond to bushfire threats. Andrew Gissing is a specialist in emergency risk management at Risk Frontiers, a business that specialises in risk management and catastrophe modelling. Mr. Gissing says Black Saturday saw Australia adopt a nationwide emergency alert system.
What we saw was investment in systems such as the emergency alert system, a new national fire warnings framework for consistency across all jurisdictions. And we saw things like the better adoption of social media and partnerships with media organisations to ensure that messages are consistent and getting out there. In later years, we've seen the adoption of smartphone apps and better all hazards warning websites so that warnings are accessible to people. Because ultimately warnings of the information can be so important in empowering community responses and empowering safer decisions by community members.
The Chief Officer of Victoria's Country Fire Authority, Steve Warrington, says those changes are the biggest learning to come from the Black Saturday disaster.
Wherever you are in Australia, there's an agreed warning system. So you'll get a watch and act, and you'll hear, even whether you're in Tasmanian fires or Victoria, you'll get a watch and act, you'll get an advice message, you'll get an emergency alert. There's consistency in the messaging right across the country, and there's consistent trigger points with clear actions of what to do in those situations as well. So I think the biggest learning for everybody was how better do the emergency services in particular connect in with our community so people can make informed decisions about their future.
The conditions on Black Saturday were extreme, with temperatures in the mid-40s, high winds and dry vegetation. An arsonist was responsible for some of the fires that day, while more than 100 were triggered by electrical faults in power lines. The Victorian Bushfires Royal Commission recommended electrical infrastructure be upgraded, but 10 years after that recommendation, the work is still underway and power lines are still sparking bushfires. CFA Chief Officer Steve Warrington says while such work is important to try to reduce the number of bushfires, he says there are some triggers that just can't be stopped.
Yes, we should do a lot more things to try and stop them happening in the first place, but you can't stop lightning. Unfortunately, you can't stop human beings from either deliberately or accidentally lighting fires. We will have ignition sources. At these times of year, particularly if the wind gets up, the humidity, really drops out. And we've had, long periods of now drought and now drying. It's just the right recipe for significant bushfires. We've had them in our history, in our landscape for probably as long as this planet has been here, certainly as far as we're aware, it's always happened and will continue to happen. We live in that environment and we need to be prepared for it.
Andrew Gissing from Risk Frontiers says tragedies like Black Saturday highlight the fact that emergency management is a shared responsibility, where individual communities in bushfire-prone areas must take responsibility.
The emergency management is a shared partnership. So though we talk a lot here about what government has been doing and responding to the 10 years after the Black Saturday event, that shared partnership means that communities are just as responsible for disaster management across Australia. And it means that communities need to reflect about how prepared they are and how they can work in partnership with government authorities, emergency services to better prepare for, be it bushfires, heat waves, flood, storms, and other forms of emergencies.
Mr. Gissing says there's room for improvement in Australia, and he'd like to see the development of more effective heatwave warnings.
We do need to do a bit more research and a bit more work in our heatwave space, develop more effective heatwave warnings. We've seen just how severe summer temperatures have been this summer, and we're still yet to really realise the full impacts of those heatwaves and really measure the cost. But we do need to do more in the heatwave space, get a better understanding of the impacts of heatwave and also how to best communicate the risks of heatwaves out to the community.
CFA Chief Officer Steve Warrington says he's satisfied there's been enormous progress since Black Saturday, but says there'll always be challenges to try to overcome in bushfire-prone Australia.
I'd like to think now communities are well and truly aware of the warning systems, they've got access to information, they can make informed decisions, that our practices will be, you know, first class on a global scale, unquestionable. But could I guarantee that people are not going to lose their life? Absolutely not. Already this season we've lost a couple of houses. We know it's going to happen. We will continue to strive. There's been significant change since Black Saturday. There's no doubt about that, and we'll continue to learn. So, yes, I am. Is there more to do? Absolutely, there's more to do.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.